Word of Mouth Wednesday. We're here at the G20 Civil Liberties Rally, and we've got a special guest here. Do you mind introducing yourself?
Hi, my name's Sunny Young. I'm a mayoral candidate, and I'm concerned about what's happening with the police force. That's why I think it's great that 5,000 people came out today, because a lot of this is Stephen Harper's fault. He shouldn't have picked Toronto, and he put Mr. Blair in a tough situation. I suspect the OPP was involved in the brutality that we saw, but we can't do anything now because Fantino is stepping down this August 1st. So hopefully there'll be an independent and public inquiry into seeing what happened, because $1.2 billion was spent on this show. So get people interested. Get them out to participate in the upcoming election. Thank you.
For real. And, you know, with this, we're at July 10th today. So this whole G20 took place a few weeks ago. Did you attend any of the G20 protests, or did you see anything that concerned you at the G20?
I was at the G20 on the Friday, the Saturday, and the Sunday. I wasn't physically down here where there used to be barriers, but I marched with feminists on the Friday to address issues about poverty and investing in women and children. Saturday was the labor march at Queen's Park. It was raining, so my feet got wet. And I avoided the weird situation down on Queen Street and got out when things started to get rough. I was also at Spadina and Bloor on the Sunday when the police kind of boxed in a lot of the bicyclists who wanted to ride around the city. So. Fortunately, I wasn't penned in on the Sunday night when they brought in like about 5,000 police forces from Huntsville and rotated them into the city. So I don't know. It was a lot of wasted money. A lot of officers were just standing around in the shade making 40, 50 bucks an hour. So once again, they need to look at where the money was spent.
For real. And, you know, I was one of the guys actually penned in there, kettled in on that Sunday. And I know that this is the similar detentions or even more extreme detentions happened to over 1,000 people, they're saying. Are you demanding, are you supporting the demand for the public inquiry?
I wholly support the demand for the public inquiry. I think that too much money is actually being spent on policing now, and the crime rate overall is going down. So once again, Bill Blair said things that were not true or factually incorrect, so I don't think it's fair that he passed the buck onto the province or the ISU, the Integrated Security Unit, and even Dahl McGuinty's trying to pass the buck from the provincial viewpoint onto the federal government and the ISU, so we'll have to see who made up the Integrated Security Unit, given that there were police forces from all over Canada who are now outside of Toronto and may have participated in some brutality towards demonstrators and protesters.
For real, and we're talking about a lot of politics, but I'm wondering about the local political scene and the race for mayor. How's the campaign going?
It's going well. Giorgio Mammoliti dropped out earlier this week, so they might focus on different issues like poverty reduction, housing, and so forth, because he was a bit of a distraction, and he'll probably win his Ward 7 seat. He's up against 8 other candidates, so there'll be vote splitting. I believe there's now 31 mayoral candidates in the race. Another couple candidates dropped out, so overall, there'll probably be like 40-something by election day, so it's a wait-and-see process.
For real, and we're speaking with Sunny Young here. How can people find out more info on your campaign or follow you during this race?
They could go to my website, www.sonnyyeung.com, sunnyyoung.com.